So from How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe-la says these words: for developing spiritual realizations, suffering has many good qualities. So this is what we want. We want spiritual realizations. They are our actual refuge. We want bodhicitta, for example. We need bodhicitta. We want bodhicitta. So bodhicitta comes from compassion, which comes from love. Bodhicitta also comes from renunciation. Where do these precious realizations come from? They come from experiencing and understanding suffering. This is where they come from. So for developing, this is a wonderful sentence, for developing spiritual realizations. So we're talking about our refuge. For developing spiritual realizations, suffering has many good qualities. So as we become more of a Kadampa, and we think less and less like an ordinary person, and more like a Kadampa, Kadampa views, Kadampa intentions, Kadampa actions, we won't be afraid of suffering. We won't dread suffering. We will use suffering. Because we understand in our own experience, suffering has many good qualities. So we say this, you know, probably every one of you listening already knows this teaching, that suffering, Shantideva says, suffering has many good qualities. The point is, not do we know that teaching, do we know it in our experience? Because I think if we do, we're becoming fearless. We're not afraid of the sufferings that appear in our life. We're not even afraid of the sufferings that appear in the lives of others. Because if suffering has changed our life, and I can say this in my own case, from my own experience, I have the most extraordinary life coming from the kindness of Geshe Kelsang, Venerable Geshe-la, because of suffering. It's the suffering that appears in our life that turns our mind towards spiritual paths. So we know it has good qualities. Why are we listening to this teaching and not, for example, on Netflix? Why? Because most other people are engaged in meaningless activity. Because suffering has touched our heart, moved our mind, and changed our priorities so that we're interested in inner development, spiritual development, and transcending sorrow so that we can help other people do the same, following the supreme example of our kind spiritual guide, our root guru. For developing spiritual realization, suffering has many good qualities. Won't it be wonderful when we really feel that from our heart? Geshe-la says, when we really experience this, we're happy when we're suffering. He says, when suffering comes, we think good. So that's a little bit of a marker that you can use to check your development with this teaching. So, for a spiritual practitioner, it need not be a negative experience. This is very interesting. For a spiritual practitioner, suffering need not be a negative experience. So suffering's coming, but we're happy about it. So it's not a negative experience. So it can't harm us. So we become fearless, an object of refuge for others. Through reflecting on our own suffering, we can develop many useful insights and positive qualities. This is from Venerable Geshe-la's teachings at a festival. We should never think about our own suffering unless we are wishing to train in renunciation. That's the only exception. We should never think about our own suffering unless we're training, wishing to train in renunciation. So again, this is like a little inner exam. If you find yourself thinking about your own suffering, which to be honest, we do most of the time, then you think, stop doing that, or train in renunciation, that those are our wisdom options. So Geshe-la says, through reflecting on our own suffering, we develop many useful insights and positive qualities. And he says, recognizing our vulnerability dispels our arrogance and deluded pride. This is definitely true. It's so humbling when life shows itself to be way beyond your control. Understanding how our present suffering is merely a symptom of our being in samsara enables us to develop renunciation. So suffering is a symptom of being in samsara. It's a symptom, like the symptom of a sickness. You can't be in samsara and not experience suffering. It's a symptom of being in samsara. So renunciation comes, wishing to permanently liberate ourselves from the sufferings of this life and countless future lives. And furthermore, we use our own pain to understand the pain of all living beings. It's so beneficial. Our own pain. You think of all your own pain. Every pain, physical pain, mental pain you've had, even in this life. It's your teacher. It's teaching you the pain of others.